We'll continue with the opening hymn. The opening hymn is How Great Thou Art. If you are able, please stand and join us. Page 77. We'll do 1, 2, and 4. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us on this Sunday morning, the first Sunday in this new year, to gather together in your name to worship you, Lord. We thank you for the health and strength you have given us together to come here and also online to join together and worship together with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We thank you for another year that you have given us, Lord. You have given us a time in this world to spend for your glory and the blessing of this world. As during this first Sunday after Christmas and the New Year, God, we remember all of those blessings that you have given us in the past. Many things have passed our way. Some of them were good and some of them were not so good. But in spite of all of those things, Lord, your faithfulness was constantly present with us. And we thank you for that. It is not because of anything that we have done. It is not because of our merits. It's only because of your grace and grace alone. And trusting in that grace, we come to you before your throne today to worship you. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to this world to die for us, so that we can be freed from the bondage of sin and death, that we don't have to be afraid of anything in this world or outside. Help us, Lord, to have that faith as we face the new year. Bless us today with your presence, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. With your presence, to fill our hearts and our minds. In our prayers we make, in our songs we sing, in the meditation of the word, and the Holy Communion we take today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Yeah. We'll sing hymn number 338. where He leads me, 1, 2, 3 and 4, all the verses, if you are able, please stand. Thank you. You can remain standing for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 12. You can follow that in page 809 in the Blue Book.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turned us back to the dust and said, "Turn back, O mortal ones."
For a thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away. They are like a dream. Like grass, which is renewed in the mornings.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades away.
For we are consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are overwhelmed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your anger.
For all our days passed away under your wrath, our years come to an end like a sight.
The years of our life are 70. Or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who consider the power of your anger, the arsenals of your wrath?
So teach us to number our days, that we may receive a heart of wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen evil.
Let your work be manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands.
Yes, establish the works of our hands.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. We come before God with our prayers of blessings to thank God for all the blessings that we have received and we are receiving in our lives. And also at the same time, we lift up all of our burdens and concerns together as a church family to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He is going to answer our prayers according to His will and His time. So let us go to God in that boldness that He will answer our prayers according to His will with our prayers of concerns and praises. At the end of the bulletin on the last page, you will see our regular prayer requests. Please add Penny to that list. As I mentioned, that she is in the ICU in a ventilator now. Please pray for her and also her family for this difficult time. As we unite in prayer, the promise of God in the scripture is that when we are in one spirit and united in spirit and pray to God, God will answer our prayers so that His name will be glorified. So please let us unite in one moment together to pray for Penny, so that God's healing hand will touch her now as she is in the ICU. Let us pray for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please continue to, as I mentioned, continue to pray for Linda and family as they are burying Jack this week. Today is first visitation from 2 o'clock at the Ingram Funeral Home, and also tomorrow from 9 to 11 there's another visitation, and the service is at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the Funeral Home Chapel. If you need directions or any information more than this, please contact me or anybody in the church. We can give you that. As I mentioned, please pray for Martha and Rich. As Rich, Martha did, could not join here today because of Rich's condition. Please pray for healing for Rich and pray for peace for Martha and Rich and their family members.
Is the flu.
Okay. Please continue to pray for Guillermo, and as he is continuing with his chemo, some things are not working right. He's responding not very well with his body and his mind. So please keep him in our prayers. Do you hear anything?
They were over yesterday at our house, and he was in pretty good shape yesterday.
Okay, he was talking. Okay, good. It's good to hear that. That chemo can do terrible things in your body and your mind. And he was a little upset when I saw him last time. So thank God for the recovery and continue to hold him in our prayers. Please keep Bob Donald in our prayers as he is in the new facility. Please keep Kathy and family also. As they are working with arrangements, he wants to go back to Mississippi. So they are making and planning on that. Please, you see Eleanor Nicholson listed there, Terry's mom, and she's going back to for her treatment starting tomorrow. So please keep her in our prayers, and also Terry and their whole family for comfort and peace. And also we pray for God's guidance in her treatment program for the doctors and nurses to have the wisdom to make the right decisions for her program. Let us keep her in our constant prayers, and also the families. Glad that this new variants are out of control. They don't know what to do. It's not just in this country, it's all over the world. People are dying.
Yeah, one person died yesterday.
Yeah, there's one church that closed this couple of months ago. Seven people died in a span of 30 days. That is terrible, and they're not going to open that church back. So please keep our church and all the churches in our prayers.
Yes,
that God will bring some breakthrough to this pandemic, and ultimately everything will work out as God has worked out everything in the past. But let us pray for grace and patience for us. That is what we need during this time. And like Miss Lou said, let us keep our doctors and nurses in our prayers, please. Because I just was passing by a testing center, and there was almost a shooting that happened there. People are getting violent with the testers. They don't want to wait. And what can the doctors and nurses do during this time? So they are having a tough time.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, please, if we don't have enough caretakers in our medical facilities, we can't do anything. Doctors are getting tired and nurses are getting tired. So please keep them in our prayers constantly. And also our service workers, we probably will have another shortage of supplies soon because the shelves are getting empty again. They don't have enough people to do work. So please keep our service workers, our grocery clerks, our trucking people, our farmers, delivery workers, police, fire, and military. I mean, you name it, they are all there helping us and serving us, risking their lives and their families' lives. So keep them in our prayers and for their safety. And also please thank them whenever you can. With whatever way, in words or in action, in deeds, give them something if you could. Our police officers and all those workers. Please pray for our country, for peace and unity during this time, and also the president of our country, the leaders who make decisions in our Congress, and also governors of the states. Please keep all of them in this critical time in our prayers and constantly, that God will guide them and give them the grace and the strength during this time, and also the wisdom to make the right decisions. Are there any special call-outs from this
week? It's also it's sort of a lesson to all of us. If we let the fear of COVID overwhelm our need for other medical care, sometimes it's worse than the COVID would be.
What's her name, Jan?
Liana.
Liana? Yeah, we'll pray for her. You can mute. Jean, I know you are recovering from your surgery. Do you have an update how you're doing? Thanks for joining online.
The new hips are wonderful.
You had a new hip.
I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning at 8:30, and it'll be a week and a half after I've had the implant installed. And I'm hoping to get a release to go places and drive and things, and primarily so that I can see Linda and Jack's family tomorrow.
Wonderful.
That's my goal right now.
Thanks be to God. Okay. Anything else or any other names to call out? If not, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with another prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says that do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, and all the things will be added to you. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you listen to all of our prayers and answer our prayers according to your time and will. You have given us everything, including your Son Jesus Christ, to die for us. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us, along with him graciously, would give all things. Thank you for always being there listening to us. As we come before you, Lord, we thank you for all the manifold blessings that you showered upon us, our health and strength in our bodies, the gift of life, family, friends and church and fellowship, all the things that some of them that we can't even remember. It is only because of your grace. At the same time, we come before you with our burdens and concerns. Many of us are tired in our bodies, tired in our spirits, and broken in many ways. But you are the creator of our life and this universe, and you can make us whole. And we come before you with that boldness, and give us our lives into your hands, Lord. We pray for those who need protection and guidance. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for those who need healing in their bodies and in their souls. We particularly pray for Linda and family as they are grieving at the death of Jack, and we pray for your presence there. Bless them with your peace. We thank you for the many years that we were able to spend together with Jack in this world, and particularly in this church. We remember all of those days and the services that he did for your kingdom and for this church. We thank you. We thank you for his life. At this time of grief, as he departed, and we know that he is with you in heaven today. Bless the family with your comforting presence, and also we pray for blessing at the visitation and also at the service tomorrow. Let your grace and blessing be upon the ministers and the people who gather. We pray for safety as well during this time. Pray for Penny as she is in the ICU and on ventilator. We pray that your healing hand will touch her and heal her. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and in the life of all her family members. We pray for all of those who are struggling and suffering like that in their body with this pandemic and various other illnesses. Touch them, Lord, and heal them. We pray for Guillermo. We pray for your continued healing for him as he continues with his treatment. We pray for Martha and Richard. Bless them with your healing and comfort them with your presence. We particularly pray for Terry's mom, Eleanor, as she's going back to the treatment program starting tomorrow. Bless her with your healing. Touch her, Lord. And we pray for the doctors and nurses to make the right treatment and diagnosis for her. So whatever is done will be effective for. And also we pray for Terry and his family during this difficult time. Bless them with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for Bob as he is spending his time in the sister facility. Give him your peace. And above all, we pray for Kathy and the family for guidance as they are planning to take him back to Mississippi. Give him your guidance and so that they can plan well, that he will be at peace. We pray for Jan's granddaughter, Liana, who is in the hospital with the infection. Pray for your healing hand to touch her and heal her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. And also give her the strength in her spirit. And give her the faith that your presence is there with her at this time. We thank you for the good news that we heard from Jean today, that he is recovering well. Bless him with your continued healing and give him the strength in his body so that he can get back to normal activities very soon. We also thank you for the good news about Lou's back pain that finally was able to diagnose and have treated. Continue to be with her. As we come before you in the new year, we know that we are missing James, but you have been with her during this past few months. It may not be easy, but we pray that you will be with her and give her the peace that she needs. Thank you for the grace that she has to continue teaching the Sunday school and being here and helping and supporting the church and working for the glory of your name. We pray for all of those who are struggling through various problems like this for your mercies and your grace. We pray for our nation for unity and peace, and pray for our president and all the leaders who make decisions that they will be guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all the service workers, our military, police, fire, our grocery clerks, and all of those people who work day and night, risking their lives. We pray, thank you for their services, and we also pray for them and for their safety every day. We pray for doctors and nurses and medical professionals. They have a hard time now. We pray that you'll bring patience in our hearts and minds and in the people, Lord, that we can have more patience these days, that we will respect each other to get through this pandemic and difficult times together. We pray for your grace for everyone. We pray that you will be with us today, Lord, as we worship together, to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Bless us in our communion service, that in all the things that we do, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering, please.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all body of the host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time you have given us to come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. We commit before this offering before you in your hands, Lord. Above all, we offer ourselves at this time and bring before you our lives as a sacrifice. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this world, in this community, and around the world. We thank you for those who are able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 3. We will read from verses 11 to 17.
See, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all of the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. And as soon as the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all of the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests, carrying the ark of the covenant, went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, while the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word. Bless us with your powerful word today, Lord, so that we can receive the power of your word in our life. Give us a humble and obedient spirit and illumine our souls to see the truth, spiritual truths behind it. Help us, Lord, to follow your commandments whatever way you want us to follow, and give us an obedient spirit, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The crossing of Jordan is a story many of you probably know that we just hear today. The book of Joshua starts with a new generation trying to get to the other side of Jordan, to the promised land. Moses is dead. And Moses gave all the responsibilities to the next generation, and the leader was chosen to be Joshua, a young man who didn't have a lot of experience like Moses, but he was chosen because he was faithful with Moses in the responsibilities that he was doing as Moses were training Joshua. So the Moses generation is gone and the Joshua generation is on now. As we start the new year, probably most of us are probably tired already with all the Christmas shopping and gift giving and visiting. And now we have the the unhappy or unpleasant job of taking the tree down and taking the all the reeds down and all of that stuff. I started that yesterday and I left it there halfway. So we are at the end of the holiday season and beginning a new year, and all seems well and happy. Sometimes things are not well and happy. A mixed state of emotions that we are going through during the beginning of the year. I read a study in Atlanta Journal Constitution a couple of years ago. I have that paper clipping that they did for the study they did for the last several decades, I think about 30 years. The most depressing week of the year is the first week of the year for some reason. And surprisingly, the happiest day of the year, they found out, was people are most happiest on Christmas Eve. That's the happiest day. And within a span of a week, they all come to this stage of depression and unhappiness in a matter of 1 week. What happened between Christmas Eve and New Year's? We did it everything, right? We bring on all of these things on ourselves. But whatever it is, this is one of the tough times, particularly with this pandemic. It is not helping much. Entering a new year is like entering an uncharted territory. Basically, it is going to a new place, having a new generation or a new life. The fear of the unknown can cripple our capacity to follow God's leading through the days ahead. But in the passage that we read today, Joshua is giving the people some instructions how to get to the other side of Jordan. The Jordan River is not a big river, but at that time that they were crossing the river, it was flooded. So it was torrential waters coming at that time when they were near that bank of the Jordan River. And they did not know how to get to the other side, which is the promised land promised by God. And now they are here again in front of a flow, big water flowing, and they don't know how to get to the other place. And many people, after 40 years and the new generation started coming up, and the new generation is on, Joshua is their leader, and they don't know a lot of things, probably they don't remember a lot of things that happened in the wilderness with Moses. How God led them through the Red Sea, definitely. A lot of new children were not born at that time. And they did not know about the manna, probably, and they forgot about all the things that they faced with and how God delivered them through their enemies, in front of their enemies through the wilderness. So the new generation is not very aware of all the things that happened in the past. They only see the present. And the present is that a bunch of waters and we don't have a place to go. We don't know how to get to the other place. Probably about 3 to 4 million people with all their cattle and properties. And that's probably where we can relate to that, our new generation. When we all look at ourselves like this, probably we can relate to it from the people of Israel at that time. Joshua was facing a new generation who doesn't have a lot of information about their past, but they are looking at the present and the future with the eyes of fear and anxiety. What do we do? So Joshua tells them, this is what Joshua gives, the instruction that we read here today, see the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Joshua is telling the people that God has a plan and he is going to work that plan out if you are willing to follow the plan that God is laying in front of you. But many said, no, this is not going to be working. You know, they haven't seen the Red Sea split because they were not born at that time probably. And the Moses generation is gone. And now They can't believe this water is going to stop and they can go through the dry land. They couldn't believe that. So some of them started saying that, why don't we go back? Because it's always that temptation there. Because sometimes it is easy looking back and say it is easier to go back than it is more difficult in front of us. But God's people are not to be afraid of the future, thinking that the past was easier, because God is going to be there in the future with us if we follow him wherever he is. So Joshua got instruction from the Lord that you can cross this river if you follow the instruction. And the covenant of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, is their ark that they have the covenant kept, and that was their temple that they worship looking at. That, in other words, it is the sign of faith. The sign of faith is the Ark of the Covenant. And if you follow faith in God, and the priests or the 12 men of the tribes of Israel will take the Ark of the Covenant, and when they step into the water of the Jordan River, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off, and you can stand up in dry ground. That's what Joshua told them. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest, yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the waters there, the flowing. In order to stop the water from flowing, God wanted them to take the step. Unless you take the step and put your steps into the water, you don't fall. The water is not going to stop. So there is a command that comes with it. It's not just faith is alone, but also that action comes with faith. If your faith does not follow with actions, the faith is really probably not much of a meaning. We have to act in faith. Many times we say that we have faith, but when it comes to action, we back off and we are not bold enough to take the next step. It is the same thing like Peter. When Peter saw Jesus coming, walking on the water, he wanted to walk on water too. Well, we all like to walk on water, don't we?
Yes.
And we pray for it. Lord, help me. Let me do this. Let me get through this. But Jesus said, okay, come on. And he's still calling you and me to walk on water every day. Unless we step out and touch the water with our feet, you would not know if it's going to work or not. And Peter did. And I believe he did a couple of steps walking on the water. Then he found out that it's getting cold. His feet is getting wet. Am I really doing it? And he was looking at Jesus while he was excited and walking on water. And then all of a sudden his feet started getting wet. Many times our feet are wet. Looking at the problem in front of us. And we take our eyes off of Jesus' face. And that's what God told them to do. Look at the Ark of the Covenant. Don't look at anything else. And that's what Paul says in the letter to Hebrews, look at the face of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't take eyes off of the face of Jesus. If you want to walk on water, you look up in his eyes. And that's where our power comes from. Don't look at the water. Don't look at the waves. Don't look at the winds. They are going to threaten you. They are going to scare you. Because we are afraid of those things. But there is a God who is the creator of all of these things, who is powerful. Even the waves and the storms and the winds will obey him. Amen. If we take the first step. And that is what Joshua was telling them to do. And they did it. And they did it. And the water stopped. And they were able to cross through the Jordan River on dry ground. While all the Israel passed, until the whole nation had completed crossing on dry ground. And also it needs some preparation. It not only asks us to do that first step, but also God wants us to take some preparation. You need to have some focus. Our focus would be the ark of God. We need to gain a healthy sense of preparedness that we must finish this as we start this journey of faith. Focus on God's power and look at God's plan for us, which is better than we can ever plan. General Colin Powell, who recently passed away, who was the general of our military, and also he was our Secretary of Defense, I believe, he said one time that you cannot drive by looking at your rear view mirror. You have to look to the front. If you look at your rear view mirror all the time, you're not going much far. You will be in a wreck pretty soon. Our past may tell us to go back, but that should not be our focus. Our focus should be our front towards Jesus. The hymn that we sang, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." It's written by Helen Lemel, a missionary to Algeria, a Muslim country. She read a booklet, a tract, that said, "Turn full your soul's vision to Jesus and look at him, and a strange dimness will come over all that is apart from him." She was reminded of the verse that I said in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." And that's how he penned that song that we sang, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." And it goes like this: "Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace." That is what we need to do when things around us start to threaten us. Look at his glorious face, and he's already on the other side of Jordan, waiting for us, with his smiling face waiting to receive us. Are we willing to take that step and go to him? And also, there is provision that God is prepared for us on the other side of Jordan. We have to trust in that promise as well. Jesus said, "In this world, you have trouble. But do not be afraid, because I have overcome the world." And he said, "I am going to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare the place, I will come back and receive you, so that we can be together." That's what his promise is. What a great promise that God has given to us through Jesus Christ. That we don't have to be afraid of what happens in this world. And we don't have to be afraid of what is ahead of us, because Jesus is already there, waiting for us to get there. God cares for us no matter what we think.
Amen.
We may think that God does not care when things go bad. And many people don't believe in God, saying that this pandemic is... If there is a good God, why is there a pandemic like this? Why are children dying if there is a good God? But God cares for us in spite of what you think. It does not matter what you think. God cares for each one of us. I was reading about a little tract story that I read. A construction crew was building a new road through a rural area. They were knocking down trees on the side of the street as they were expanding their street. So when they came to one particular tree, the crew noticed that there was a bird's nest in that tree. And when they looked inside, they found a couple of little baby birds in there. And they could not fly yet. So they gathered together and said, "Let's not cut down this tree today." And then they talked to the supervisor, and he came, and the supervisor marked the tree with a big X and said, "Don't cut this tree." And they left the tree alone because of that baby birds there. And they did their work, and when they came back several weeks later to cut down that tree, and they came and went up there to start cutting the tree and looking into the little nest in the tree, and they were all gone. The birds were gone. But when the tree was cut down, the branches came down, the nest came down, and all of those twigs and all the things that were in the nest scattered all over the place. And there was a scrap of piece of paper in that nest parts that were all flying around. And one of the guys took that little paper and looked at it. And it was a Bible verse. It says, "He cares for you," 1 Peter 5:7. That little birds, they didn't know, their mom probably gathered all these things and had that little paper also there in that nest. But that Bible verse taught them a lesson, and us a lesson too. Even for the birds, they don't have anybody to protect them. God's care is there with them in that nest. God cares for you and me. If God cares for such a bird, then how much more does He care for us, His children, whom He gave His life for? So as we come before the table today, let us have that trust in His promise. And also the new year, that no matter what happens, the tree may be cut down, but there will be a provision that God has already provided for you. That they will mark an X to keep that tree from falling. That you and I will be protected no matter what happens. So let us come to this table with that promise, the trusting in that promise that God is going to be there in the new year with us. And let us come before us, the ushers guide you. The table is an open table. It doesn't matter how old you are or young you are or where you are, what denomination, we are all children of God and this is the Lord's table. Come and take part in the table.
Okay.
Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord.
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Delivered us from slavery to sin and death and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in this In the remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. So please come forward as the ushers guide you and take in this. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. It is 127 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand.
Guide me, O the great Jehovah, with men through this barren land. I am weak, but Almighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal doorway, let the healing stream God flow. Let all bound and cloudy fear lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, he thou still my strength and shield.
Brothers and sisters, go in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that God is there waiting for us in the new year, trusting in his promises that he will be there to care for us, and go in peace, knowing that he is there with us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.